following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA. Earth.
Joining us now, a guy who knows a whole lot about quarterbacking. He won one of these things. Joe Theismann with us on Sports Radio 610. Good morning, Joe. How's it going?
Hey guys, it's great.
Well, it's great to have you with us. And we just heard from Peyton Manning. And your thoughts, I mean, there's a big debate out there. If Manning wins this one, where does he rank? And I don't know your opinion on overall rankings of quarterbacks throughout history, but how do you evaluate Manning personally?
I think you have to look at Peyton and start talking about him being the greatest that's ever played the position. You really have to consider. He's a four-time MVP of this league. That means that for 16 weeks, he played at a very high level. And everybody thought that he played at a high level. The people he played against, his peers, the media, all the people that evaluate that position felt that he was very special four times in his career, mm-hmm. more than anyone. I feel like if he does win this Super Bowl, what's left? I mean, what other criteria do you want to put on him to say, well, can you do this to be considered that? He has the same approach. He has the same approach every game. What I get the biggest kick out of was the celebrations after the NFC and AFC championship games. Did you notice those?
Yeah. I had a whole discussion with him.
It was so great. I mean, Drew Brees, and I actually have been in both scenarios.
Yeah.
The first time, Drew Brees, you're holding the trophy up, you're celebrating with the city of New Orleans, and I think it's great for the city of New Orleans and for that franchise and Mr. Benson and everything, and Drew and Sean, and you're celebrating, and they hand Peyton the trophy. Thanks very much. Okay.
We had that exact discussion. I said it looked like a participation medal.
That's all it was. It was like, you're a Pop Warner kid. Hey, look, Mom, I got a trophy. Great, okay. Yeah. I'm going to go play with Bobby now. But, no, he has his eye on the bigger prize. He understands what the big prize is. And it's funny. If you look at Peyton, he wears his emotions on his sleeves. We had a great thing on the NFL Network yesterday I was watching. And it was the Rams-Indianapolis game. Mm-hmm. And he got into a heated argument with Jeff Saturday. And he knew he was mic'd. And they threw three straight passes down around the goal line.
Right.
Wound up kicking a field goal. He was mad. So Jeff makes the comment, his center, we have to run the ball. Well, Peyton just blows up. He's yelling and screaming. Finally, Raheem Brock steps in between him and says, get out of here, go back. Mm. And, but it was, Jeff never got up out of off the bench, and Peyton is standing there. And it's the fiery nature that he has. And it's sides of him that people have never seen. He's great on television. He's great on Saturday Night Live. He's great at commercials. Yep. He has total command of what he wants to do, but he has a complement around him. People ask me about how good a quarterback is. There's two things I consider. Number one, what is your ability? How do you play the position? And secondly, how do you make the people around you better? And how do they make you better?
Yeah.
And this is the thing. The Saints have not seen an arsenal on offense like this with Reggie Wayne and Dallas Clark and Pierre Garçon and Austin Colley and Joseph Addai and Donald Brown. And when you put those guys on the football field and then you stick Peyton in the middle, there's a lot to pick and choose that you want to try and defend.
Joe Theismann with us on Sports Radio 610. So you've been on both sides. You've been with the joyful winning team and the downtrodden losing team. Charlie Casserly was the first GM in Texans history.
Charlie was in Washington.
We're the Texans' flagship station. He always said there's nothing worse than losing the Super Bowl. He said you'd rather lose in the championship because it's a terrible feeling to get this far and then lose.
You're right, and I'll give you an example of that. We beat the Miami Dolphins in Super Bowl 17. Fly to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl. Bob Baumhauer, the nose tackle of the Miami Dolphins, is there. And I wait till Thursday to ask him this question. We're leaning up against a palm tree on the beach in Waikiki having a fruity drink. And I turned to him and I said, Bob, I've waited till now to ask you this, but I just am curious. What did it feel like to lose the Super Bowl? And he said, Joe, I wish to gosh we never got there.
Wow.
It was that devastating an experience for him. It was so terrible. It's devastating because what's neat about our profession is it's one opportunity. It's one three-hour and change period where you get a chance to be special. Mm-hmm. You don't get a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, a fifth chance like every other major sport. You get one shot. That's it. And the other thing that I found is, and when I was sitting there with him, I thought, wow, man, I never want to feel that way. the next year, that following year in Super Bowl 18 when we lost to the Raiders, I had that feeling. It's devastating. Because you climb the mountain, and you can see it. It's right there. It's like the top of the peak of the mountain is right there, and then all of a sudden you start sliding back down the hill. And I look at it this way. We were 16-3 that year, but from my perspective, we were no better than the worst team in the league because now we're one of 31.
Right.
There's one, and then there's 31.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the other thing was is what's really cool, and these guys don't get a chance to experience. Whoever wins this Super Bowl does not get a chance to experience going to the Pro Bowl because, see, every other player having the Pro Bowl after the Super Bowl, all the other players are there. You play the Super Bowl, they have a parade. You arrive Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
But when you're a member of the World Championship team and you arrive at the Pro Bowl site, you know, it's like the anointed has arrived.
That's great.
There's just a special feeling about everybody. Everybody, you have what everybody there wants. They're all the greatest players in the game.
Right.
But they don't have the Super Bowl trophy, and they don't get a chance to wear the ring.
You know, you talk about that season where you lost the Super Bowl. That was a special Redskins team. Gives you perspective also on what the Colts did. I know you've talked about it and heard about, you know, and watched it and heard everything. The last two games against the Jets and the Bills, the quote-unquote tank. Is there a justification, or do you think they should have gone? Now that they're here, and if they win, is there a justification for their strategy, or should they have just gone for it?
I think they did exactly what they felt was in the best interest of giving them an opportunity to win a world championship, keeping key people healthy. Give you an example. The New England Patriots. There was no reason for Wes Welker to be on that football field in that game. The New England Patriots were not going to have
the Texans.
They were not going to have their position in the playoffs change appreciably whether they played or not.
Yeah.
You lose, you know, the most important part besides Tom Brady of that offense. Mm-hmm. He's down, gone. That to me should send a message to anybody that evaluates it differently. I also think of the New England Patriots back 4 years ago, 3 years ago when they were 18-0.
Yeah.
They were on the verge of perfection. They lost the Super Bowl. Does anybody talk about an 18-1 football team? Have you heard anybody mention an 18-1 football team?
Right.
I have no problem with what the Indianapolis Colts did or chose to do at the end of that season. You know, a perfect season, so what?
Yeah.
A world championship means a lot more.
For the record, Mark, I did not give Joe Theismann my notes. I made that point as well. Like after the Texas play.
Yeah, I think you've been stealing from him.
I've been stealing from Theismann.
More likely my telecast.
Maybe.
No, but it's a question that comes up, and it's a problem for the league, really.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make those games more than just preseason games for people that pay to go? Well, and here's the caveat to that.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bill game against the Indianapolis Colts, the last game of the season.
Snow.
Well, who played in that game? Yeah. Peyton Manning, because he had a consecutive start. Dallas Clark, because he had a certain amount of catches that he had to get.
Yeah.
Reggie Wayne, because he had a certain amount of yards. So when you sit there and say, we're going to protect our players for the Super Bowl, and then when there are individual records at stake, you play them in a game, you know, you got a little bit of egg on your face when it comes to saying we want to protect it. But it's up to each franchise to decide what they feel is in the best interest of their future and their team.
What are the pitfalls in getting ready to play this game for these teams? Because it's clearly breaking the routine. It's crazy down here, all the different media obligations and everything. How difficult is it to get ready to play a Super Bowl?
For someone that hasn't been here, it's like Disneyland. It's great. It's a ride, like we did the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the second time through, the familiarity makes you a little less edgy, and I think you need to be edgy. For the Colts, it's a similar situation. Coming back to Miami, where they won there against the Bears. Same hotel. Basically, the practice schedule is almost identical to what it was a few years ago when they were down here, having talked to people in the organization. So much of that for them, there's a similarity. There's a comfort level to it. For the Saints, it's all new. But there, you know, Sean Payton is an excitable guy. Jim Caldwell is a little more laid back. Drew Brees is all fired up. This is fun for him. This is great. I watched Jeremy Shockey on some of the interviews yesterday. Basically, the mature Jeremy Shockey.
Yeah.
Talking about the city of Miami can be very captivating, like New York, like Vegas. You know, it's clubs are still going at 6 a.m. So you have to make sure that your players understand, whether they're under curfew or not, that what is the responsibility that you have when you get ready for this game. We've seen guys abuse it, and wind up losing on the other end. I think that the risk is, in this game, is the Dwight Freeney factor.
Yeah.
If you're the Saints, you can't relax and think just because Dwight Freeney's injured, it's going to be an easier. Bushrod's going to have it easier at the left tackle position because he's not there. Mm. That's the worst thing you can do. If you're the Indianapolis Colts, the worst thing you can do is think that without Dwight Freeney, our chances go down. Right. So it almost becomes the Freeney factor.
Yeah.
And it's the mental part of the game you play. The first game only had 1 week to prepare for. So you're in that natural sequence of preparation as creatures of habits would. Play a game. Go to the Super Bowl. Well, it really is. It's another game. It's one of the 13 that we played in that year, strike year. Having the 2 weeks, if we could have played the Raiders on Thursday, we were sharp. I mean, I was throwing the ball all over. I felt really great. Unfortunately, the game was 2 days later and didn't play very well in it.
Are the Redskins getting things right?
I think so. I think Daniel Snyder's done a wonderful job making the decisions that he made. I think this will define him as an owner.
Yeah.
And I feel like the organization will be turned in the right direction. It could not have been any worse last year with the situation regarding calling plays, Jim Zorn basically becoming a lame duck, the problems in their offensive line, the loss of running backs. You know, they lose Liddell Betts, they lose Clinton Portis, the youth at the wide receiver position, the Albert Haynesworth conversation about him joining the team and the impact that he did or did not have. There were a lot of negative conversations about that football team a year ago, but now with Bruce Allen as the general manager and Mike Shanahan as the coach, you have defined positions. Mm-hmm. And Mike's basically rounded out his staff, and they'll get ready to go. The question is going to be the quarterback. I mean, what do you do with, Jason Campbell? I think he comes back.
Yeah.
If not, where else do you go? Yeah. I mean, I've always said this. It makes no sense to move laterally in this business.
Yeah.
You have to be able to upgrade a position. And from a free agent standpoint, Jason's far and above the best one out there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Down in, Houston, too, with Kyle leaving down there. You got Kyle Shanahan leaving down there. Yeah. I think Matt Schaub was the MVP of the Pro Bowl, had a sensational. Matt, to me, is about 98% of where he needs to be as a quarterback. Every now and then, he'll do something in a game where he'll lock on to somebody and throw a crucial interception, or he'll make a decision in a game where you say, gosh, if he doesn't do that, he's over the hump.
Yeah.
But he is so close. As I look around the landscape of quarterbacks in this league, I think Matt Schaub is the next one to move to that elite status.
Wow.
I really,
that's good stuff.
Because of the people around him.
Yeah.
I thought Gary's done a terrific job down there bringing him along. This will be, his fourth year? Fifth year?
His fourth year in the organization.
This is the time. The quarterback position. The first year you learn how to play football. You learn about professional football and you try and understand the offense. The second year, you try and understand what people are trying to do to you defensively. Mm-hmm. The third year, you start to put those two pictures together. The fourth year, the brain stops working and the body starts reacting. And that's the process that I look at, growth of a quarterback in this league. It was the benefits that we had when we were guys coming into the league that didn't play.
Right.
We had a chance to understand the system, get a feel of what people are doing, and work ourselves into it a little bit.
Right.
Today, so many guys, you're traded, you're brought in to be the Messiah. You're brought in to save it. And, economically, the opportunity is there. So.
Well, you said you weren't going to hear to hawk anything. You just enjoy the Super Bowl, and you got some international stuff. But you did want to mention a couple of things.
There's one thing. My dad suffers from what's called an abdominal aortic aneurysm, AAA it is.
Yeah.
There's a website called findtheaaanswers.org. Mm-hmm. If you look it up, it's really encouraging guys to go to the doctor. And just below the rib cage, right in the solar plexus area is where the artery is located, you really need to get yourself a like women do a scan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just get a scan in that area to find out that particular artery is fine. Over 1 million people walking around with it.
Wow.
And like I said, it's guys in particular, you reach the ages of 50, 55, 60 years old. You really have to be health conscious, take the time, go to the doctor. I mean, you want to watch a lot more Super Bowl.
That's right. Yeah.
I think you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family. for the quality of your life. And I just encourage guys to go to the doctor. But this is very unique for me. All the years I've been coming to Super Bowls, I got hurt 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been to just about every Super Bowl since the 85 year. And I've always had the opportunity to represent someone or something, mostly in the health and wellness area. But this is one where I'm just walking around looking at different people and just sort of having a chance to visit with you guys with no real, you know,
pressing message.
It's great to visit with you. It'll be the Texans will be an interesting football team. They'll be one of those teams that I think the league is curious about.
Yeah.
I think the fans are curious about. Now, what direction are they going to go in? You know, your quarterback's in place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, you know, do you fix the other side of the ball and the other things that they need to do?
Joe, thanks so much for being with us. And you're doing the international call with
Bob
Papa.
Bob Papa and I are doing the NFL game going to 180 countries. 150
awesome.
Of them in our language, in English.
Great.
And then Greenland. I was just talking to Peter King. Greenland's one. We're going to
NFL's big in Greenland.
Australia.
It's big everywhere.
Live everywhere.
All right.
Croatia.
Well, Joe Theismann with us on Sports Radio 610. Thank you
Thanks,
very
guys.
Much.
Bye.
Thank you.